Act 2, Scene 4.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who else.
It's no trouble, no trouble at all.
I couldn't ask Desmond. He'd just take me back to the flat.
And is that such a bad thing?
I want to stay here.
The bed's here when you can have...
I want to stay here.
When did it...
I don't know. Midnight? I felt... Went to bed, had a horrible dream. Woke up deep down inside, like a clenched fist that's twisting, you know? And then it's just... everywhere. Everywhere.
I'll fetch a doctor.
No need. It's all come away. I'll be back on my feet in a few.
Oh. Mrs. Ellis.
I'm not going back to the nursing home.
He says you'll have to. Oh. I can look after you here.
They should have cut it all out of me. Taken the whole lot away.
Breathe now.
They should have taken it all after Georgie.
Breathe.
My daughter by George. She's three now.
I know.
She lives with a couple, he knows. Respectable people. Can't have their own children, so...
Is that better?
I think so, don't you? Gives her more than I ever could, eh?
I meant the pain, Mrs. Ellis.
And Andy's at boarding school now, don't you know?
Yes.
A good education. That's what a young man needs most.
So they say.
So I'm doing the best by them, aren't I? I'm...
Now, he'll be home soon for Easter.
He will, yes, I'm sure. Desmond will drive down.
So you want to be right for the boy, Mrs. Ellis?
Ruth, please.
You want to be right?
When's he coming, do you say? Today?
No.
Because I can't have him see this. I've made such a mess of the bed.
I'll change the sheets.
But the mattress.
I'll scrub it.
The landlady, what will she say?
Mrs. Ruth.
I've made such a terrible mess.
You don't have to stay here, you know. Not forever. You could go away when you're back on your feet. We could go to America.
Doris?
New York. Have a cousin went out there. Hell's Kitchen.
What kind of place is that?
Ain't what it sounds. It's a whole new life, so he says.
For two girls on their own?
It's the land of the free.
I couldn't leave Andy.
The land of the three?
Yes, but you've got a fella.
He's gone.
Gone? Where to?
A nice girl who don't work the nights.
You're much better off on your own.
I know that now, but we can't carry on as we are, can we?
I'll be all right. I will. In the morning I'll... When I'm modelling again.
How are you going to do that, black and blue?
Or perhaps I might open a shop. On a nice little high street somewhere, maybe Essex or Kent.
Selling?
Couturier.
Clothes? Ladies always want clothes.
Can you do alterations?
Of course.
You could work in the back, I could...
Ruth?
That's a car.
What could you do? Come on.
Shh!
Who's that at this hour?
Help me!
Ruth, no!
He'll see the light on, he'll think someone's here.
Someone is.
He'll think it's a man.
So?
Help me!
Not for him.
I have to see him.
You don't?
He won't hurt me. He's come to make up.
For what?
We had a row, please. We fought.
When?
Tonight.
With your fist?
Doris.
Did he hit you, Ruth?
Answer the door.
Answer me, did he?
Yes.
There.
He wanted it, Doris, but it all comes down to money.
He's got money.
Not now. The inheritance went on the car and he can't ask his mother for someone like me.
Ruth, you have to stop this. Do you hear me?
And I can't be poor again, Doris.
Stop the drinking, the fighting.
Not for him, not for anyone.
Because you won't have no luck.
I don't want luck. I want him. Let him in.
What for?
Let him in.
Why?
Let him in or he'll never come back. Let him in, let him in.
Perhaps it won't hurt to let him see this.
It won't. He's always so terribly sorry.
I'll stay. I'll sleep on the floor.
No, just leave us alone. Let him in and please leave us alone. David?
Good Friday.
David.
Blakely leaves. Doesn't return as he said he would. Ruth goes to Hampstead. Watches and waits. Breaks the windows of his car.
David!
Saturday, Blakely doesn't return.
David!
Sunday. Which man?